This is Northwest News from KPLU. A Washington State House committee will hear a bill aimed at getting back the state's No Child Left Behind waiver. But the proposal's supporters say lawmakers are running out of time. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has more.
The state lost this waiver last year after the legislature failed to require teacher evaluations to include state test scores as a factor. That meant Washington school districts lost flexibility in how they spent a total of $40 million in federal funds. Carrie Evans leads government relations for the nonprofit advocacy group Stand for Children. He says a bill the Senate passed this year would let local school districts negotiate with teachers' unions for how big a factor test scores would be in evaluations.
Absolutely no argument this is what's best for the kids. More funds for school? I mean, it's almost shocking that the teachers union is opposed to it.
But opponents say this effectively lets the federal government enter a local school district's collective bargaining process. The House Education Committee will hold a public hearing for the bill next Monday, but the committee would need to vote on it before a Wednesday deadline. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.